Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR. Today is March 4th, and it is, I do believe, back in, 2008, the day we lost Gary Gygax, if I am not mistaken. So, I've already had my two beers for the night. I tipped one back for Gary. He was kind enough on Emerald to offer me a seat on his, or chair on his back porch, if I was ever in the Lake Geneva area, sit down, play a game, and enjoy his company. I never actually got to meet him. But an offer like that is one to cherish. So, on to other things. What do we have in the news today? Well, going back to the Emerald reference, and again, Emerald is turning more into the Emerald that it used to be, not the Emerald that it morphed into for a while. It's got interesting news on occasions. And today there was an article, short article, not even an article. Really, it was more like a press release about a website called Demiplane. Demiplane.com. So what is Demiplane? It's a matchmaking site for players and GMs. Promising a bit more, but that's what it is now. And when I say promising a bit more, it's going to, right now it does matchmaking and you can take notes for your game. So you could actually, and it has video and voice. So could you run your games through Demiplane? Yeah, you could. You don't have a whiteboard yet, but I'm sure you could definitely, and they have the ability to run, you know, dice macros. Not, I don't know if it's the cleanest. I haven't gotten a chance to try it yet, but I think this might be an interesting site to keep track of. Okay. Now, they are monetized, and here's how they are monetized. So you're a GM. You decide that you want to charge your prospective players. You can do so. And players who join into your game session have an hour to basically evaluate you as a GM and say, do I want to continue with this? And if they don't want to, they can bow out. Otherwise, they'll get charged the amount for the session, anywhere from a buck to, I've seen as high as 30. I don't know if people are signing up for the 30s, neither here nor there. But I think more importantly is you can run your session for free, but your players can tip you. So maybe you run a really awesome session and your players go, you put a lot of work into that. I can see the game prep. That was a lot of fun. And I toss you a fiver. Maybe two of them toss you a fiver. Well, guess what? You made $10. And you didn't need to ask for it. See, there's that fine line between expecting to get paid for it. When you expect, there's an expectation that if you're going to Game Master or DM, and get paid for it, it better be fucking kick-ass, right? If it's free, it's more friends hanging out type of deal. So when I run a game at a convention, I want to make sure that I engage all my players. If my players are paying for the privilege, and they are, right? Because even if they're not paying extra to join in your game, they paid to go to a convention, you want to ensure they have a good time. Right? That's part of what their admission fee says. Enjoy yourself. Well, if people are paying you fucking outright to be in your game session, you're going to run online, you better be fucking awesome. All right? So, let's say you're charging $30 to some of these people. But I see this site as something, if they can integrate it with a VTT, it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. And there's another reason why it could be huge. They hired Adam Bradford. Now, Adam Bradford, you might not realize, he founded D&D Beyond. So I did a little research, and comicbook.com has an article on this, and it's interesting because the platform here was founded by two people, Peter Romanesco and former Dallas Cowboy center Travis Frederick. So obviously they had some money to invest in this. And this platform is pretty much a gaming matching platform right now. And you can, they list lots of games. You can sort and you can look for Swords and Wizardry. Trust me, nobody's running anything Swords and Wizardry yet. Nobody's running anything OSR yet. But as it gets more traffic, as it gets more use, I can see this happening. In fact, you can search for this, and you can search, I think, by the days that you're available, paid and unpaid. There's a lot of potential here. Not even untapped potential. Just a lot of pure, fun potential. So it's going to be something to keep an eye on, to certainly follow. And in the future. Now, do I like the fact that there really aren't too many screens to show you what it looks like? I'd love to see that you can, if you go into the help section, I think, what do they use for their help section? They use Zendesk. I know a lot of people use Zendesk, okay, for the help site. You want something, when you log into this, you want something that explains it a bit more. I don't think, I would call it a work in progress right now. And they one of their creators is on N-World, and the thread on N-World in regard to this, going into a bit more depth and what they plan on offering. But this is going to be something that will support all systems. I like the idea that you can have all your players take notes and have it available for you. You can have a checklist of things that have been done or potentially been done. If you can do a sandbox, you know, it's like, oh, you found out about this and about that. And this way things don't get forgotten, right? So, again, there's a lot of potential. You can also use this in conjunction with the VTT. So you can use this to organize getting your group together and planning stuff out. And then they log in and then it goes to the VTT. Like I said, I need to play with this a bit more. The higher end paying to play. But people tipping you, I like that idea. That should be on every VTT. If the players had a good time, they should be able to tip you. And the company here takes 5%. It's nothing, man. Or 5.5%, really. Nothing. That's a fair amount. If you're keeping most of it in the hands of the creator, of the GM. So, folks, tomorrow, myself, Glenn Hallstrom, 8 p.m., Dungeons, Dragons, and Discourse, Mark Hunt is our special guest. That should be a fun one. Really, a lot of fun. And it's also the 1,000th episode. This is episode 999. Of the Tavern Chat Podcast. Tomorrow night will be the 1,000th episode. You can participate in the live stream and do some live chat if you go to youtube.com/Eric Tenkar, and you should see the live stream pop up tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock is when it goes live. Join us. Folks, we're in the midst of the world of COVID. Use your fucking common sense. That's all I'm going to say on that right now. That's it. Use your common sense. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll your dice. Knock on wood. I will be back with you all again tomorrow. Be good, folks. Laters.